You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 12:03, 57, 58, 59, 12:04 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. Technically, I don't think it's morning. We've discussed this, I think, too many times on this show to really discuss again, but it's not really morning when it's midnight. It's still night. And wow, I've been gone. We just heard Meet Me in the Bathroom by The Strokes, followed by the Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them for that. And yeah, it's been a while. Wow, I am so sorry. I've been gone for 3 weeks. And I didn't tell you I'd be gone for 3 weeks. Last time I had a show, it was, I believe, let's check. It was the 2nd of Feb. No. What? Sorry, I don't even know how my... It was the 11th of February when I last had a show. And now it's what? It's the 4th of... The 3rd of March? It's the 3rd of March. It's, hey, happy Super Tuesday, everyone. I'm not allowed to say anything very political on this show, but I think it's okay if I tell people that they should vote. I think that's acceptable. So, hey, you know, it's Tuesday... You know, check your polling place, look, you know, do a bit of research on the candidates. It's the Democratic primaries, if that's not clear. And go and vote for whoever you think is best. And I think that is about as political as I am allowed to get without being fined or executed. I'm not even allowed to say how I feel about executions. I think that'd be too political. So I will officially say that my feelings towards my own execution are ambiguous. However, use common sense. So it's been a while. It's been about 3 weeks. When I last was here, I said, hey guys, I love you and I'll see you in a week. I hope you have a great week and I'll be back. And I said, hey, in a week from the 11th, I said, hey, it's going to be my birthday on the 18th. Isn't that exciting? And I'll have a show on the very first hour of my birthday. And I let everyone down. Well, it wasn't me. It was kind of me. I was in Chicago. I've been all over the place. But on the 17th of February, I was in Chicago, Chicago O'Hare, and I was waiting for my flight. It was a late flight that got delayed. And so as it turned out, I hopped on that flight. I took it to Boston Logan International Airport, took the lift back home. And by the time I got back home, it was too late for me to go to my show because it just didn't make sense anymore. And then I was traveling again the next week. I knew I'd be traveling the next week. I was in Denver. Maybe. Yeah, that sounds right. I was in Denver, which was, you know, I'll talk about it. I've got a lot to talk about, I guess, because I've had a birthday and I've been to Hartford and Chicago and Denver. And Palo Alto. I've been all around the country. I've seen the sights and I've come to report back. And you know, birds were actually seen. That's kind of an exciting. Again, we'll get there over the course of the show. But this is the playlist I meant to play on my birthday. There's nothing birthday related about it. I'm 22 now. I did not include Taylor Swift's 22. And for that, I'm really sorry. And it's really a missed opportunity. But at this point, I've already crafted the show to the extent that I will ever craft the show, which is to pick a few songs to play. So, sorry, this is the show where I have 30 minutes worth of music and 30 minutes worth of improv, and I'm alone in a dark room, and I'm barefoot, and I can feel the floor under my feet and it feels a little bit dusty. So I'm going to stop rubbing my toes on the floor and put them back on the legs of the swivel chair where they're safe from any, oh my God, I'm getting a call. Why does anyone call me? Okay. I can do this. Let's play a song while I'll just do it. Okay, the Ballad of who, sorry? Okay, Ballad of Ira Hayes by Johnny Cash, you got it. Okay. Yeah, happy to help. Bye. Okay, wow, I just had a call. It's been a while, but we have a request, which is very exciting, so... Enough about my birthday, because I was getting a little bit bored of talking about that. We are going to play the Ballad of Ira Hayes by Johnny Cash, which is exciting. It's fun to get requests. Let me just pull it up real quick. The Ballad of Ira Hayes, Johnny Cash. Da da da. I'll get the right song. I'll make sure that an ad won't play. An ad's playing, but see, I have it muted very cleverly. But anyways, I've been traveling. I've seen sights. Birds have been seen. We got the song queued up. That will happen soon. I hope y'all have been well. It's been a while, and I'm getting back in the swing of things. But I did the station ID. I'm going to do a PSA later. It's going to be a good time, and I'm just glad that you're along for the ride with me. You know, it's funny, my friend's show has a catchphrase that he never uses, which is buckle up and enjoy the ride. So maybe just this once I'm going to steal it. I welcome y'all to buckle up and enjoy the ride. Here is the Ballad of Ira Hayes by Johnny Cash.
Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's creed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned the hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira done. And when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it, like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
Oh,
We just heard The Ballad of Ira Hayes by Johnny Cash. That was a request from a listener, followed by Destroyed by Hippie Powers by Car Seat Headrest. And then finally, Saint Sebastian by Of Montreal. Let's read a PSA. Let's do that because I am obligated to. And I've messed up, actually, my dear listeners, because usually I find the PSA I want to read before I actually have to read it. And I haven't done that, but I have a new one because I found a new PSA. I'm drowsy. I am in a drowsy mood, and as such, I did not do what I was supposed to do. But that's okay. Buckle up, because here's a new one. In the event, me and my daughter can sit next to each other, so there's not like a strange, now 22-year-old man, you know, separating me from my own flesh and blood, the most important thing in my life, my daughter, on a 7-hour flight from Boston to San Francisco. And I said, yeah, you got it, lady. I'll take the window seat. I'll be your hero. And so I did, and I got, it was great. The toddler, her name, actually, I guess I'll give her, it's a first name. You're not going to be able to identify her, right? Well, no. Well, you know what? I've given a flight and the time and the, let's call her Cindy. That's not her real name, but the daughter, Cindy, took the middle seat, so I had plenty of leg room. She did some great napping. We exchanged lots of smiles, like not in a weird way, in the way that most people smile at two-year-olds. It was a nice flight. I had a great time. I watched movies. I flew Delta. Turns out Delta, pretty solid. And overall, like if you have to fly from Boston to San Francisco, I would recommend doing so next to a two-year-old. And I know that's kind of a hot take, given that the stereotype of children on planes is that they yell and scream and cry. But here's a secret from one child development major to the world. No kid can yell and scream and cry for 7 hours straight. I mean, they'd die. It's just there's not enough. I know they seem like they're full of energy, but they're tiny creatures. And I mean, granted, I don't know all kids. There could be a kid out there who could do that. But I've interacted with some pretty energetic out there kids in my days, and I think that if any of them threw a tantrum for 7 hours, it would just kill them. So don't worry if and you get more leg room. Trust me, it's all worth it. And the you know, they have to get up and walk on the plane every now and then to like stay active, and that lets you like kind of get up and use the bathroom without having to like awkwardly ask them to move. On my flight back from San Francisco, I actually got kind of an upgrade. Not really, but I was moved to a seat that there was no middle person in. So I had legroom again. It was me in the window seat and kind of an older man in the aisle. And I don't know what's up with me, but I had to pee like at least twice, which isn't terrible for a 5-hour flight, I guess, 5-6 hour flight. But each time it took some effort to get the man to notice me. He was watching his movie. I think at one point he's watching The Terminator, and I'm kind of a mild individual, and so I don't really know how to impose myself and my bladder on this man's cinematic experience. And so this is probably the wrong thing to do, but I just kind of looked at him from my window seat. You can imagine there's a middle seat between us. He's watching whatever he's watching, and I just kind of turn and start staring at him and kind of feebly moving my hand up and down. And it didn't really work. It took like a minute or two, but eventually he like looked over and saw this weird, you know, young adult staring at him, motioning, hey, you know, as one does, because it's a plane and we're on the window seat, on the emergency exit row. So the engine's right there. It's loud. I just don't even bother with trying to talk on planes anymore. I just pantomime, and that's the truth. And I feel, I guess, kind of bad for the flight attendants, because they're like, you know, do you want a soda? And I just shake my head, and I can't do it for you guys because this is an audio experience. But I just shake my head, and I'm like, uh-uh. I throw my hands up like, nope, not me. And they say, you don't? And I nod. I'm like, yeah, that's right, I don't. And that can be confusing for them sometimes, but we figure it out. And I could raise my voice, but it's a lot of work to make yourself heard on a plane. That's the message of the story. That's what I want everyone walking away with. Okay, I think we're gonna pause the talking there I got to sort of unfixate on airplanes for a second. So I'm going to take some time to do that while I play you two more songs. I know, thank you. That's me clapping for myself alone in a dark room. It's going to be that kind of week. That's fine, though. I'll be back. I love you. Stay good. You're a wonderful presence to be around. And, you know, things might be rough, but I love you anyways. I'm just going to play some music. Here we go.
Classic.
All right, we just heard Clark Gable by The Postal Service, followed by I Follow You by Melody's Echo Chamber. And as the show is in fact called Probably Birds, I think I am vaguely obliged to maybe talk about birds. And so I will. It's rare, but it will happen. What am I trying to say? Last weekend, which I guess was just like yesterday, essentially. But recently, I was in Palo Alto. And while I was there, I was with my father. And my dad, he lives, you know, at home with my mom in D.C. They have two cats, but unfortunately no children living at home. Because what, me, my twin brother, my sister, my fake brother, we're all moved out of the house. And my dad, it seems, needs a new hobby. And so he's actually, fortunately, for the sake of this show, has taken up bird watching, which is interesting. It's nice, I suppose. He's not really avid about it. It's more that he goes about his normal life, more or less, and also looks at birds. But he has an app on his phone where you can, if you see a bird and you can see it well enough that you can describe it with, you know, reasonable accuracy, you can enter sort of, you know, its size, its colors, what's it doing, into your phone, and the app will suggest what birds it could be. And you select the birds, you can say, hey, I saw this bird at this location. And it's a good time. He's been doing it for, like, what, over 2 months now, and he's seen about 13 birds. So good for him. He's seen all 13 of them. My girlfriend challenged me to name 13 birds that he could possibly see earlier. And because I was, this is a bit mean, but I was making fun of him, saying that you should be able to see more than 13 birds. But, I mean, let's face it, the avian variety in urban settings is not vast. I mean, I can try again to name a couple. I can try to name 13. No, I won't. That's not good programming. But the point is, we were out in Palo Alto, and that was kind of a golden opportunity for him to find those West Coast birds. And so we did see some birds. There was like some sort of Western blue jay, which was blue. There were ocean birds, which we thought might have been cormorants, might be what they're called. It's interesting. You know, over on the East Coast here, we have the European sparrow, and that's kind of the textbook bird. Like, if when you think the bird that's out on the streets, I mean, unless you're in like a really urban setting, in which case it's probably a pigeon. But here in Somerville, and in DC as well, because DC is not super urban throughout most of it, the go-to bird that you'll see on the sidewalks, you know, bouncing along, because they kind of bounce, is the European sparrow. But over in Palo Alto, that was not so much the case. There was another bird that was just kind of around, and it looked very similar to the European sparrow. But also, I don't know a lot about birds and probably could not distinguish most birds with reasonable accuracy. But it definitely wasn't a European sparrow. Or maybe they're called house sparrows. I don't know. They don't live in houses, generally speaking, because most people don't keep wild birds in their houses. But I suppose they don't live in Europe either, given that they are, you know, here in America on the eastern coast. And I believe I think they are pretty widespread. Just evidently on the West Coast, there is perhaps a more, or at the very least, I can't generalize for the whole West Coast, but in Palo Alto, at the very least, there was a sparrow-esque bird that I do not believe was a sparrow. Or if it were a sparrow, it was just different. It was wrong. It's kind of like the trees there. You know, they're kind of like our trees, but they're also all redwoods. Is the big sort of defining difference, is that they're not the trees we have. They're different trees. But so birds were seen. We saw a big bird that we couldn't identify. We saw some little birds that I couldn't identify. And it was overall a pretty, I would say, a positive experience. I interviewed at schools, too, and that was okay, too. I met a woman from Dubai who has gotten into two of the most competitive CITES programs in the nation already. So good for her. I don't know her name, but I probably should have learned it. But she did great. And apparently, like, only 2% of the population of Dubai are Dubai natives, and everyone else are, like, expats and stuff. So there's a fun Dubai effect. You've learned something about birds, maybe. And you've learned something about Dubai, maybe. What else did I do? I got ice cream. Oh my God. Sorry, this is just... I mean, you know what the show is if you've listened before. This is what it is, and I won't apologize for that. It was ice cream with honey. It was like honey almond ice cream, and I love honey, which is not so much a problem. It's just that I never really have anything to eat honey with because I don't like honey in my tea, because a British person I once spoke to was very condescending towards us Americans who put honey in our tea, and I said, all right, well, I'm going to let you... basically a stranger impact the choices I make for the rest of my life. And I did, and now I don't drink honey with my tea, or drink tea with my honey, I should say. But it's always a pleasure to be able to eat honey throughout my day. And I guess if I really wanted to, I could just take a spoonful of honey out of the jar and just go for it. But I just think it's not the same. It's kind of like eating chocolate chips out of the bag versus chocolate chips in a cookie. Chocolate chips, and you can fight me on this, because I will fight you on this. Chocolate chips are just better when they're surrounded by a cookie. They're good out of the bag, too. There's nothing wrong with straight chocolate chips, but something about them being in a chocolate chip cookie just brings everything to a whole other level, and let me tell you, I'm here for it. And on that note, okay, I've talked for 6.5 minutes. Usually talk for longer, but we had a request, so it's more music than talking, and that is honestly probably a blessing for all. I'm going to play two more songs. I'll be back. We'll say goodnight. Someone else will probably show up and play music and talk to you, and that will be okay. I don't get jealous. I don't get too jealous. But what's important is that I love you. You're beautiful. I'm really, you know, you're important to so many people. You have intrinsic human value. And, you know, treasure that. And I treasure you, and you are treasured by others as well. So here's some songs. I'll be back. Mwah. No surprise. Wow, we just heard, what do we hear? We heard Steady on My Mind by Parquet Courts, followed by My Body is a Cage by Arcade Fire. And those are the last songs for the night. I might play another one to transition in the next DJ, should they be here. But let's talk for a moment about loving yourself, caring for yourself, because that's important and you deserve that. I think things are stressful right now. I mean, I always say that every week, and that's because it seems to me that that's always true. There's a lot of stress on campus, and there's a lot of stress in the world. You know, there's a virus going around. There's an election happening. Midterms are happening. There are friends who might be in trouble. Loved ones who are trapped on top of a tree. It doesn't matter. What's important is that you take some time for yourself to really, you know, recenter yourself. And I know it can seem hard when things are moving so fast and, life's hectic. Things are passing by quick. It can seem hard and impossible even to take the time to let go of all that. Just for a moment, just let go of it and center yourself, you know, embody yourself in your body, if that makes any sense. I think it does, but maybe that's just because I'm the one saying it. I think what I'm trying to say is what I always say, which is take some time for yourself. Take a nap, if that's what works for you. Read a book, go on a walk, just do some baking. People love to bake. Baking's a great way to... I'm terrible at baking. That's cruel. Maybe terrible's too cruel. Here's me being nice to myself. I'm not terrible at baking. I'm just mediocre at it, and that's okay, because I'm not trying to be a professional baker, and you guys can say that with me. I am not trying to be a professional baker, but substitute in professional baker for whatever is most relevant to you and whatever you need to hear the most. And also know that you are loved and you are beautiful and you have an inherent human worth just by, you know, breathing in this world, because that is a miracle in and of itself. And people care about that, and people care about you. And I think that, yeah. If you have any reflections, feel free to tweet. Hashtag probably birds. I don't have a Twitter. Oh, the next DJ's here. Feel free to turn the lights on if you want. Next DJ's here, so I'm going to transition us out with a final song. I hope you all have a great week. I promise I'll be back next week. I know I've been bad about that because I've been, you know, traveling. But we're back, I think. I'm pretty sure. So have a great week. I'll be back again, I think. And have a wonderful night. I wish you all the best. The last song of the night is going to be Afterlife, or at least part of Afterlife, by Arcade Fire. I hope y'all enjoy.
Afterglow, I'm going home. Can we work it out?